So the learning today should be a schosi l'nesh masadir chaver, Chaim Elozer ben Shem Shnayi and Rav Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should also be a schos for four shleima for Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Dav ben Menorachol, Chanaleya ben Shein Dorachol and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schos for all those in a makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo ben Resteka, who are both currently serving. So we are continuing in the topic of Beis Medrash. And we talked yesterday about how important it is to go to a Beis Medrash when you're doing any sort of learning, and especially when it comes to halacha, the need to have a shakla v'tarya, the need to go back and forth with someone to present your opinion, but have someone push back, so that ultimately you get to the depths of it. So he says like this. Now he's going to talk about how the shakla v'tarya should occur, meaning when you're going back and forth, excuse me, with other people, how exactly should that debate take place? I'm on the bottom of page 242. Amnam, sarach sheyehei halimud kedas, b'chalocha. Make sure that the discussion and the debate is conducted properly. Sheyu man'imim zelezeb halocha. That you're complimenting each other while you're debating. In other words, that you're not getting personal and you're not getting heated. B'leichavlim zelezeb halocha. And you're not attacking and degrading one another while you're getting through the process of determining halocha. Right, so you don't say to someone, "How would you know? You don't deal with shechita. I know because I deal with shechita." Or, "How do you know you didn't spend the same amount of time that I did? You know, going through the sugya." Right, so you don't make personal attacks. You could attack the logic. You could bring raya from different places, but you don't degrade the person personally. Below you are makablu daiti, and also never force your opinion. And this is true not just for debating halacha. What he's going to tell you now is really true for any sort of discussion that you want to have, whether it's at work, whether it's with your wife, whether it's with your friends. It says, don't attach yourself to halacha. Meaning, what he's saying is that don't say, well, I had a similar situation and this was the result, and so I'm convinced that the halacha that's in front of me now, or the question that's in front of me now, is the same situation, and so I'm attaching myself to another situation. We actually had this in today's daf. It's interesting. We just had in today's daf, it was either today or yesterday, but I think it was today, where Rabba said a halacha, excuse me, no, rather Reb Nachman said a halacha, and they brought a raya from another situation that happened. I might be confusing who I'm saying, but we just had this in daf. Yeah, I mean, yeah, let me leave that alone. Let me not make it look like I know what I'm talking about. Okay, but it comes up all the time in daf, where you see the Amira says, yeah, so-and-so, from this memra that he said about another halacha, we apply it over here, right? And they make it sushtel from there to here. So he's saying, don't make your own sushtels, and then, obviously you can make it sushtel. What he means is, don't make your own sushtel, and then sort of push away all logic and say, no, Reb Moshe Paskin this. And I'm convinced that my shaila is the same as the shaila that Reb Moshe Paskin, and I don't want to hear from anyone else, because anyone who tries to bring me rayas, all I'm going to say is, but Reb Moshe Paskin, then don't talk to me. So you're making your own sushtel, and then you're sort of closing your ears and you're doubling down on your own opinion. He says, and this is true for any discussion. The way to have it in decorum and with respect is every person says his opinion, but you say it once. So you explain yourself once. If someone needs clarification, they clarify. But you don't constantly keep pushing back your opinion. If they accept it, great. And if they don't accept it, what do you care? Meaning, if they don't agree with you, you're trying to get the correct halacha. If they don't agree with you, so then at the end of the day, you're getting to the bottom of halacha. If they don't agree with you, you go after the rabbim. If you're convinced that it's aser and three other people are out voting you and saying it's mutter, then it's mutter. And by the way, vice versa. They say it's aser and you want it to be mutter, but at the end of the day, is it about getting it right or is it about doing the Ratzon Hashem? It's about doing the Ratzon Hashem. So you don't have to be right. He says, and the discussion should flow, and you shouldn't try to tear down and disparage the words of your fellow person. You have to act with your shemayim, and you also have to be moed to the truth. If you hear someone's logic that completely uproots what you said, you have to admit to it. And accept what's true from whoever brings it. So even if it's someone who's much lower on the totem pole and much less das than you, and you learned, you know, 6 years in Kailil and you studied under the greatest Rabbanim, But this guy happens to be in the sugya and happens to know this point better than you, and he got and he schlubbed you up. You got to admit it. And don't be embarrassed. The fact that the Rabbanon are able to admit when they're wrong is the greatest shevach. And it's sad because when you have people that are clearly wrong, but they refuse to admit it, other people lose respect for them. That happens all the time. When the biggest thing that politicians are afraid of saying is they're saying that they got it wrong. But the truth is, everyone makes mistakes. And if you admit you got it wrong, then you have credit. You have what's the word I'm looking for? People trust you. You have credibility. That's the word I was thinking of, credibility, right? So you have credibility when you try and take credit for something. But if whatever went wrong is always the other guy's fault, and I did nothing wrong, and everything that went right is my credit. So you get no, you don't have credibility because you're never willing to take the achrayus. And it's the same thing here. You have to, the shevach lahavdil, but the shevach of chachamim is their ability to be ma'ida. And if you're ma'ida, then you have credibility when you insist on something, because people believe you're not an action. If you're wrong, you would admit it. And the fact that you're being an action is because you believe that you're right, and it's the and you're not just being stubborn. And he says now just a general point. He says if when it comes to gemilas chasadim in general to people you don't know. In God, when it comes to just general people, okay, there's a guy who lives on the other side of Flatbush, you never met him, but you have a chiyuv of ava and you have a chiyuv of chesed. So then your chavrusa, who you together are elevating each other in Torah, you have to have a proper bein adam lachaveiro, meaning that you have to show him respect. Between two Tamidei Chachamim, between two Chavrusas, there has to be a powerful love, a spiritual connection, and kiguf echad be'ikesh echad, so that they're one body, one person. The kol ha'ochem lebatei midrashos, anyone who enters the Beis Medrash to learn, yizaru leishir sham be'ema bi'ur. And now he's going to talk about and connect this back to the Beis HaKnesses, which is how do you act while you're there? And he says, while you're there, you have to conduct yourself with awe and fear of the Shechina that's there, as well as appreciation for the opportunity of Torah that you can, that you're privileged, we are all privileged to learn there. Kulam ke'echad ba'aguda achas, all of them as one united together, yoshim v'loim din b'safa brura, sitting and learning Torah clearly, b'nima k'daysha, with a sweetness, u'b'shar she'achacham dayresh, and when the Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, the what's it called, the guy who's giving the darshan, when he's giving his speech, his lecture, his shiur, kulam b'shtika. All right, everyone should have their mute on their Zoom. V'tiyena asdeyam kashuvois, and the ear should be attentive el divrei hadayresh, to the person who is giving the shiur. B'chiba lishmar v'lasas u'lekayim, with a desire to safeguard, perform, and fulfill the halachas of the Torah. Mikamakam liyasu chas v'sham tzchaik. Never act frivolously, oikalis roish, lightheadedly, oidvarim betelim, narishkeit, yoish, like the people who live on the corner, as people sit in bars and act that way, bebeis hamedrash, right? Better go to the corner. So don't be a yoish kronos in the beis medrash. That's even worse. You want to be a yoish kronos, go to the kronos. But if you're going to be a yoish kronos in the beis medrash, now it's even worse. He says, based on the Gemara Megillah, that the kedusha that a beis medrash has outweighs a shul, right? Because limud Torah trumps davening. And the Shechina rests upon every gathering of 10 people who gather to learn or to study, to daven or to learn Torah. So with that in mind, you have to sit in awe and respect. If you do so, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward you that you'll have more opportunity to sit amongst people who are Yoshua Beis Medrash, right? That's really what we want. Ideally, what we want is, we want more days off. We want more opportunities where business is going well. We don't have to do as much hishtadlus to get to the same point, and that we have more time to sit and learn. So, in order to be zoicha to that, we have to show the proper respect when we are in the Beis Medrash. And in order for that, Hashem should reward us, a schar mitzvah mitzvah, that the reward for treating and learning in a Beis Medrash respectfully will be that you will have more opportunities to learn in the Beis Medrash.